Okay, let's get started.
Whoa, wait, just a minute, partner.
No.
Guess again, freak boy.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
AudioTU.com. Another fresh picked pod from AudioTU.com. Shutters Inc. with Shelton Muller.
Hi, and welcome to episode 43 of Shutters Inc. This is Bruce Williams, and he's Shelton Muller. How are you?
I am Shelton Muller. I'm really well, mate. Really well. Yourself?
I'm very good, thank you.
Hope everybody out there listening to us is well and still taking pictures.
Well, I would hope so.
I would hope so. They should be taking better pictures after 43 well, episodes of this thing, shouldn't they? Hey?
Absolutely.
Hope you all are. Hope you all are. I appreciate, before we get stuck in, I really appreciated everyone's emails. And thank you very much for your suggestions on the podcast, everybody. We're, you know, keeping on the improve. So thank you all very much.
Absolutely. So we must be up to stage 3 of the formula this week.
My dynamic images formula, the magic Shelton Muller formula. Yes. The one that will change your life.
Patented nice? Formula.
Yeah, that's, wish it was patented. Yeah. Everyone's going to take it away now and get it for nothing. You know? And use it. See, if I'd patented it, every time somebody used it,
I'd have to pay you a royalty.
That's right. Damn, I'm stupid. We are up to patience, yes. And patience is a very important part of this process because it is directly linked with the first part of the process, and that's the pre-visualization. As we've often said, and if you haven't downloaded episode 20 on pre-visualization, do so, because it's the first part of this step that we talked about 23 sessions ago. But if you haven't downloaded, do that, because you won't understand necessarily what we're talking about. But this is the pre-visualization is the image in your head that you see, the very thing, the catalyst that it drives you to pick up your camera and compose something. But patience is required in order to get in touch with that. So many times I have been working with photographers, or not necessarily professionals, but maybe traveled with amateur photographers, or been away with them, gone shooting with them, just seen them as I've traveled, people I don't know taking pictures, just stopping and clicking and thinking that they've got the picture that they've seen, when probably that's not the case. Usually an image takes a little bit of working through. That will vary from image to image, and sometimes we see it, we go bang, we get it right first time, but those are moments of epiphany. They're moments of inspiration that are pretty rare. I've found that usually there's a little bit of patience required to get the image that you want, and it's simply because the image in your head is just that little bit cloudy, and you've got to really stop and think and work it and see it through the lens to see whether it matches the image that, was emotionally stirred within your creative mind. So take time wherever possible to get in touch with that image. And of course, landscape work is time anyway. But what about, candid photography, portraits, people photography, street photography? Even there, it does require you just to stop and think for a moment if you can. You don't always have that opportunity, but if you do, take 3 seconds out, if that's all you have, and think about what it is you really see. But if in the case of maybe a portrait that we're setting up, maybe we're doing, we're on location somewhere taking someone's photograph, we're in someone's living room, we're setting up even a studio, a portable studio or home studio photograph, or we're out on location somewhere on a landscape, some beautiful vista, we're traveling, we've got a cultural site or a heritage site, some famous landmark in front of us, it can get very... We can tend to get a little bit lax, thinking, well, this is the famous vista, this is the famous landmark, this is the most beautiful landscape, I'll take this shot and I know it's what I'm after. But that's very rarely the case. And I would suggest that anyone who just takes a photograph of a landscape without really thinking it through is not really creating an image of their own, but just taking a film-based or digital-based copy of something they see with their eyes. A photograph is your interpretation of any particular thing you encounter. And so you should really treat it that way. And that is especially true of landscape photography. Just picking up your camera, pointing it at the scene, and saying, great, I've got the shot, and this is my beautiful photograph, is not really true, because the landscape was created before you got there, thousands of years before you got there maybe, and you've just come along and taken a snapshot of it. That's not landscape photography. The same is true of portrait work. Patience is particularly required because There are two people involved. You, the person who's creating the image, and the subject, who will need to warm up into the photo, into this, you know, shoot, into their portrait session. No matter how long they've been doing it, professional models even need a little bit of time to warm up into the shoot. So patience is required there for both of you. For you to get in touch with the image that you've seen in your head, and also to understand the dynamics of the human being you're working with. Not everybody is the same.
I would also say to get in touch with the light as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Because you need, your light is the key, both in landscape work, and if you arrive at the landscape and the light is wrong, you just simply have to either wait for the light to get right, or you have to come back when it is right. There's no point taking it otherwise. And you're absolutely right in terms of light with portraiture too. Mm. Each person, you know, should be lit that little bit differently, because the shape of their face is different, the color of their hair is different, the way they sit is different, the context in which you've placed them may be different, and how they are lit is very important. And of course, you know, studio portrait lighting is a completely different subject altogether. But here again, patience is required. So take time. Do you have the right lens on? You know, have you seen this picture in a certain way, and does it match a certain kind of lens? Does it need wide-angle exaggeration? Does it need telephoto compression? Have you put your camera on a tripod? Now, I take a tripod with me pretty well everywhere. I travel overseas with a big tripod, and I carry it with me, I hike with it, I go everywhere with it, except maybe into marketplaces and when I'm doing street photography, because that's more sort of candid work. But otherwise, it comes with me. And even if people think that tripods are about slow shutter speeds, they're not. Tripods are about setting your camera up and taking time to breathe, taking time to work through the image, having the camera just there and mounted and giving you the opportunity to breathe with that particular shot. That is especially true, I've found, in landscape photography and even in portrait photography. Just set your, and of course it gives you the opportunity to keep your camera where it is, but zoom in, zoom out, change lens, and perhaps even use filters. You know, will you need a polarizing filter for this landscape? Will you need a gray or neutral density graduated filter for this landscape? Should you warm up the landscape with a warming filter? All those, you know, or combinations thereof. Those are reasons why, and you know, it's good to take time, good to have your camera on a tripod and work through the image. I find that every time I put a camera on a tripod, I know that I'm in workflow mode, and I just stop and I think it through. I might take a lot of photographs because it's, you know, I'm shooting digital and I can, but at least each time I'm improving that process. The other thing about taking time is understanding that where the first place you stop to take the photograph might be the wrong place, especially, again, true in landscape photography. You might pull up in the car park and go, yeah, this is fabulous, because that's where everybody else stops to take their pictures. But is it the best place? You know, should you step beyond that little fence, if you're allowed to, and, you know, set your tripod up and take the photograph from a different angle? Not only that, but is your camera at the right height? You know, perhaps if you lowered the viewpoint, lowered your angle and looked upward, if you elevated the camera and, you know, looked downward, those are, you know, all choices that you can make if you take time out and apply a little bit of patience where possible to each image. And of course, as it was suggested to me by a listener email during the week, the one thing that we could add to this formula is practice. But I will not add it to the formula. What I'll do is I'll include it into the patience aspect. Our listener suggested that practice is necessary. I include it in patience because, well, we spend years at our craft and we practice, and it is vital that we keep doing so. I would suggest that every time you take your camera out, it's a practice session, and taking, you know, photographs, even if you take photographs of the same thing over and over again, you might return to the same landscape again and again. That's practice, and every time your photograph should be, and probably will be, that a little bit different. So I include practice in the patience part, because sometimes it takes us years between the time we actually buy the camera and the time we really start to say, yes, now I understand it, now I get it, now I know what I'm doing. And in that time between, the practice makes perfect part of it is very important, and the patience required to craft, you know, to hone your craft is necessary. It's like anything we do. You know, I picked up a guitar when I was 15. I've never taken a lesson, and I'm 43 now, and I should be a whole lot better. But I'm practicing away, you know, and one day I'll get good. But it's like anything. If you want to do it, you know, practice. My 15-year-old son wants to play guitar, but do you think he has the patience? No, not really. But he's a teenager. He'll learn it. Let's just make sure that you know, we apply a little bit of patience and practice, of course, to our image making, and don't give up on it too soon. And if you find yourself flagging, if you find yourself giving up and thinking, oh, I just can't do this, join a camera club, find some birds of a feather and flock together and take what you need from them, even if it's just hanging around them. You're feeling good, you stay in it. If you're the lone wolf photographer and it's not working for you, you're not getting the images you want, it just may not work for you. You put your camera down, and what could have potentially been a great hobby may turn out to be a camera sitting in the corner collecting dust, and that would be a sad thing. So be patient and you will get the pictures you want.
Yeah, this is definitely my topic because I know that this is my failing, is that I do have a tendency to rush the shot. I was waiting to do this podcast because I knew this was what we were going to be covering this week, and
I think digital has a lot to do with that too, and the instant gratification society we've become. You know, once upon a time people spent, you know, days, weeks, whatever, painting, you know, one image. Now we see it on the back of our screen within a split second, and we go, okay, got it, bang, and we've got this instant gratification thing going on. But I suppose it's like anything that's good. If you take time with it, even in the process, you know, take time with it, a glass of wine, a piece of music, making love, doing all those things. Take time. Photography is exactly the same. And just let it breathe and enjoy the process of one image. Don't be too quick to move on to the next one just because you can see it on the back of your screen within a split second. Each image is its own piece of art and should be treated as such.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Shelton.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, again. And keep up, as I say, your emails and your comments and your suggestions, because they're all very much appreciated.
Absolutely. All right, mate, we'll talk with you next week.
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
See ya.
See you soon.
Just a last-minute addition. After Shelton and I had recorded Shutter Zinc, a little freeware application popped up on one of my RSS feeds that I watch, and it's called Focalc, P-H-O-C-A-L-C, and it's very simple, very basic, and it's for calculating megapixels, dots per inch, and print sizes. And I just thought I'd tell you about it and let you know that I'll put a link to it on the Shutter Zinc page, so if you want to check that out, go right ahead. All right, talk to you next week. See ya.
You've been listening to another Fresh Picked Pod from audiotou.com. AudioToU delivers the best quality podcasts direct to your desktop or portable.
You be the boss.
Hear what you want to hear
when you want to hear it.
Hey, now that's a good idea.
AudioToU.com. Hit us today.
And remember,
Control D to bookmark.
AudioToU.com.